What do we know about oxaliplatin and rectal cancer during radiation therapy?
Well, there have been a number of phase 2 trials. There was a phase 2 trial that I participated in that was run by the CLGB, where we based the phase 1-2 study on some preclinical data that we had, and with an attempt to maximize radiation sensitization with oxaliplatin. And because of that, we gave weekly oxaliplatin and did not give some of the other schedules that are out there, and showed a maximum tolerated dose of oxaliplatin of 60 milligrams per square meter per week. And that is, in fact, the basis for the NSABP trial that is running forward at the present time.
Now, at that dose, what kind of side effects do you see that you wouldn't see without it?
Well, I don't think it's fair to say that you wouldn't see without it, because I think it's basically the same kind of side effects. But I think when you add additional drug, things just get a little bit worse.
Same thing, just more of it.
And I think you get a little more of it, and you need a balance between how much you add of one drug versus the other. And at a dose in the range of 50 or 60 milligrams per square meter per week, I think toxicity is going to be quite acceptable. But over the years that I've been in practice, I found it much harder now to give preoperative radiation for rectal cancer than it was 20 years ago, because we're adding more chemotherapy to that, and just adding 5-FU to that increases the acute toxicity and makes it harder to get patients through therapy. Having said that, it's not that hard to get the patients through therapy, but patients will occasionally get sick and will occasionally have problems. I would add that oftentimes capecitabine is presented as a easy way out, and I think that's often not the case. I've seen significant toxicity of capecitabine with radiation, and it's clearly very heavily related to the drug administration put on top of a radiation course.